Hello, this is Dr. Annie Agulcher, attending an endoscopy report on Alejandro Hoyos, date of birth 8-6-1958, date of procedure January 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Agulcher Geo, referring physician is Dr. Nicole Brenner. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy, and esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, common dysphagia, common heartburn. Description of procedure informed consent with pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as a possible dermissing lesion, such as among the 0-6 procedure. Patient brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in a photo position, sedation for anesthesia service, monitoring anesthesia, so for a well lubricated and spirit of gas, so patient introduced into the soft and advanced in the direct version. To the second portion of the duodenum period, careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, second period, retroflex, is obtained in the cardio period, air resection from the stomach before draw the scope period, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position, is a direct exam, is a period of well lubricated and spirit of clonus, which introduces the direct and advanced and direct version to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, elececal valve and confluence of the pulse period. Careful examination made on the cecum, elececal valve within the colon, aquatic flexion, transcolon, spawn flexion, descending colon, signal from the rectum period. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum period. Bowel prep was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7.2-3-2 period. The patient died of procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, number one, proximal metastasis period on remarkable biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE and other pathology. Given the dysphagia. Next line. The Z line was irregular at 38 centimeters from the plate block. There was evidence of LA grade A to B ulcerative esophagitis. LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. There was a 4-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line. There was a widely patent esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology for H. pylori. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. The ampulla was also unremarkable period. Once the scope was removed, there was evidence of posterior oropharyngeal ulcerations period. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the colon was spastic and tortuous throughout. Boston bowel prep score was 7.2-3-2, common grade as a good prep. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was diminutive ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two descending colon polyps. One was diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The other was approximately 6 millimeters in size and sessile removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was two sigmoid colon sessile polyps, both removed with cold snare polypectomy, ranging in size from 6 to 7 millimeters. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend ENT evaluation for posterior oropharyngeal ulcerations. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend PPI daily for ulcerative esophagitis for 8 weeks. Next line, follow-up and office as previously scheduled.